بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran itself. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Hisham radiyallahu an mentions that once I came into the presence of Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha and requested her to explain the noble character, the meaning of the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She asked, "Do you not recite the Quran?" I said, "Alhamdulillah, I recite the Quran daily." She said, "The Quran Kareem itself is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." What she meant by this was, Almighty Allah had beautified Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with beautiful character by means of the Quran Kareem. For example, the Quran Kareem in one place addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Choose forgiveness as your trait. Call people towards good actions and turn away from the ignorant. Different to us, where Quran is a command to us, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every verse of Quran was as though it was going to dissolve into his being. It was not only a command, but it was the change of his nature. In another place, Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرُبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْضِ. Verily, Almighty Allah commands justice, doing good, giving relatives. He prevents from immorality, evil actions and oppression. In another place, Almighty Allah states, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Be patient over the difficulty of people which afflicts you. Verily, this is from the most difficult of tasks. In one place, Almighty Allah praises those people with good qualities who forgive and pardon. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Which means, paradise has been prepared for those who can suppress their anger and forgive the faults of people. Almighty Allah commands, وَاجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Beware of abundance of suspicion. Verily, some suspicion is sinful. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy on one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not backbite. As the verses of Quran would be revealed, it would become the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, when the blessed teeth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was martyred, and a few links of his steel helmet penetrated into his blessed cheeks, at that time, because of that injury, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, while wiping off the blood from his blessed face, he said, how can that nation ever find success which has made blood flow on the face of their Nabi while he is calling them towards their Rabb? Meaning, from the side of the Nabi there's only shafqat, and from the side of the people there is only oppression. These words had no effect on those unfortunate people at that time. However, the status of the mercy of all the worlds, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was much higher than this. For this reason, to teach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a verse of Quran was revealed, in which guidance was given that for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to curse that is contrary to his high rank. Almighty Allah stated, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. You do not have any choice in this matter, whether Almighty Allah chooses to forgive them, or He chooses to punish them on account of them being oppressors. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For Almighty is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, meaning Almighty Allah is the one in charge. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Who he wants to forgive, he will forgive. Who he wants to punish, he will punish. Wallahu ghafurun rahim. Indeed, Almighty Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. The coming of this verse for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this, there are many other verses in the Quran Kareem which impart such kinds of instructions and training. The first aim of such verses was to beautify the blessed being, meaning was to beautify the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, through the light of the sun of Risala, meaning through the personality and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to enlighten the entire world and to teach good character. Meaning what? That the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tarbiyat, his nurturing, the creating of noble character within his being, that was done through the ayat of the Quran Kareem, and the training and the instruction of the entire mankind thereafter, was to be done through the blessed being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thus said, Bu'istu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to perfect noble character. Almighty Allah taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the entire creation. Inna Allah yuhibbu makarim al-akhlaq. What he taught? He taught them that Almighty Allah loves noble character. وَيُبْغِدُ سَفْسَافَهَا. And Almighty Allah despises and hates evil character. Every moment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pure life, including his conditions during war and peace, is a clear testimony that all his efforts were directed towards perfecting noble character and beautifying people with the jewels of etiquette. Once the daughter of Hatim Tai, who was well known for his generosity and nobility among the Arabs, she was caught during a battle and brought in front of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, I am the daughter of the chief of my people. My father was loyal and would always fulfill his promise. He would free prisoners and he would feed those who were hungry. He never rejected the request of any person in need. I am the daughter of Hatim Tai. If you feel it appropriate, then free me and do not grant my enemies any opportunity to be pleased. Hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is exactly the character of a believer. If your father was a believer, we would have indeed made a lot of dua for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commanded that she be freed, saying, free her because her father loved noble character and Almighty Allah also loves noble character. Hearing this, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr ibn Nayyar radiyallahu anhu stood up and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does Almighty Allah indeed love noble character to such an extent? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By the oath of that being, in whose hand is my nafs, my soul, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا حَسُنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. No one except the one who has noble character will ever enter paradise. No one except the one who has beautiful character will ever enter paradise. May Almighty Allah bless us all with noble and unique character. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.